Previously on Are We Dead Yet?
Zinfer will look at the note and say, oh, well, it looks like I finally got a lead on my forest. And as I reach the top of the stairs, I'm going to shout, Welgar, I got your note. Where are you?
And you suddenly take note that it's abnormally dark in here. There are no candles lit in the service of Procan here. And you notice that the priest's door is open. And you are suddenly hit with visions of the road leading out of Saltmarsh and the forest surrounding the continent here.
Yeah, so off to the forest.
To the forest.
Woohoo!
Zinfer, you take barely a few steps into the forest here on this little pathway that seems like it was already made, and you stop in your tracks because you immediately take note of a small trap.
It looks like they've been expecting us.
Wait.
And we'll point out the trap.
Who's they? who's they?
There's always a they.
There's always.
And you turn around and you see three bandits approaching you from the back. And Lyra and Zinfer, you now see two more bandits approaching you from inside the forest.
So and then blood sprays.
When it makes contact, it lights up his face with a whole bunch of electricity. And you see the head compact as blood gushes out the back and the skull breaks open.
Wait, are we all just covered in blood spray now?
No, just the tentacles.
Just the tentacles.
In a world of goblins, monsters, and demons, many questions are asked, but few are answered. But when a group of heroes rises up to answer the call of adventure, they'll find themselves asking and answering the same question again and again.
There you go.
That'll do it. We still got our knocked out boy on the floor.
Yep, you got a dude literally just at your feet, just taking a solid nap.
Should we tie him up? Maybe get some info out of him?
Yeah, see if he knows Ned.
Yeah!
You know Ned.
I'm going to whip out my rope.
Okay.
And I'm going to tie him.
I got
sleight of hand?
I got 50 feet of silk rope.
Silk rope?
Fine, silk
rope. I'll assist with the knot tying.
Sure.
I was going to say I would too.
That's only 13.
13?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Can I, like, tend to my wounds with medicine? Or do
I
have to get
someone
healed
needs to help
up?
Gouda.
Do you have
Gouda's
any kind
not...
of healing kit?
I have two healing kits.
If you have
healing kits,
we have healing potions.
For...
Each
you
one
do
of
have healing potions, but he's trying to roll for it. So.
Oh. I only have a herbalism kit.
Okay.
Just for good measure, I'm going to wrap my immovable anchor around this tied up man and click it into place.
Perfect.
Oh, I guess that would have worked. We never have to use rope again.
We might have to use rope at some point, but yeah. And I'm going to just go ahead and this guy awake.
Oh! What the hell did you do that for?
As Gouda does that, I'm just whispering in his ear. You handle the interrogation. I'm gonna heal everybody up.
Oh, okay.
And then I cast Cure Wounds on you.
Who's the big blue lady?
None
of
your...
You're a tall drink of water, ain't you?
Over here, buddy.
Hey.
Oh, right here, right here.
You're not really my type. Hey, ow.
Look at me. I am your captain now.
I don't know, man. The last captain was kind of a dick. I don't really want to.
We can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way.
Hopefully this is the hard way, because I don't really want to deal with... This is kind of sucks already.
He's sitting down, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to step on his kneecap.
Oh my god!
Okay. Could you roll me some damage, please? 1d4?
1d4, okay.
The Herald is going to come in and be the good guy.
4.
Plus your dex?
8.
Perfect. He passes out.
Oh my god!
You broke his kneecap, he screams into the void, and he's out.
Jamie's just shaking his head.
Maybe you handle the interrogation. I'll heal everybody.
Gouda. Gouda, why?
Well, I was in the middle of casting Prayer of Healing.
Okay.
So
well, that's 10 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm sitting there like, na-na-na. So I guess we'll let the 10 minutes pass.
Well, it's one of those, the healing is instantaneous. It's the whole thing still takes 10 minutes.
Do you have to divide the healing numbers between the targets?
No, I think it's everybody.
I don't need one, actually. I don't need it.
Well, I know. It's up to six people, so whoever is damaged.
Including the guy who's passed out.
Yeah, maybe we should heal the poor guy who's passed out.
Sure. Yeah, I'll just include him in it, too. That is 9. 9 healing.
That is a lot better than 1. I was at 1 HP.
Damn.
Jesus. I didn't know you were that squishy.
I have 16 health. I have just level 3? Fucked every single HP roll except my level 1 HP roll.
Taking that average, dude. Fuck.
So after healing up, does this guy also heal up as well?
Yeah. I'll give it to you, even though you killed him.
He was unconscious. He wasn't outright.
He was unconscious, yeah.
Well, wait, did he drop below negative?
He went negative 4 points, dude.
I mean, if he died, then he died.
Well, I was thinking of... Basically, I want to wake this guy back up again and take over.
If we're allowed to wake him up.
And just be like, okay, so you still with us here?
Oh, bloody hell. Oh, my knee. Oh, what did you do? What the hell, man?
I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I meant to hurt you, not to kill you.
Dude, get him away from me.
Okay. You got to watch out. My friend here, he's a loose cannon. But hell,
I was just trying to rob you. You go around stepping on people's kneecaps?
Look, you got to give us something. You work with us, we'll work with you. How about that?
I don't want to work with anybody now. Got a crappy boss who makes me go rob people. I get my butt kicked. And you guys come up here, kick my ass just for sitting here. Like, I still feel it in my knee, man. Like,
yeah, you'll probably always feel it.
Sorry.
It's never gonna go
look,
away.
Look, man, just you guys won. Just take whatever they got and let me go. I just want to go home.
Why did you try and rob us in the first place? What are you doing out in this forest? Does this forest really look like the kind of place one inept bandit should be?
I was with friends.
Yeah, not
man.
Anymore. Not anymore. Look, you don't even have a name tag. This really look like some
generic...
Man, what kind
of a bandit wears a name? What, you are not good at this.
I think somebody's been playing too much Borderlands.
I think I want that guy back.
Oh, okay.
No, no.
No, hold on. You asked for it, now you're getting it.
No,
okay.
No. Good
at getting it.
I have first question. Where's Ned?
Who's Ned?
You know who Ned is. He only has 9 health.
Cool, so 8 damage?
hang on. I'll roll for it. I'll roll for it, David. 2, 6. 6 damage.
It's just like mega slap him. All of his teeth fly
and,
out.
You hear his part of his jaw dislocate.
Oh my god, he can't even talk anymore.
What?
Let me help you with that.
He's gonna fucking kill him. Oh my god.
Medicine.
Crit fail.
I still have that inspiration point, don't I? Uh, 23 for medicine.
And there's a loud snap as you pop it back into place.
It's fucked up shit.
And his cheeks instantly start swelling up. What do you want? He starts to cry now. There's tears.
Are there more of you?
Look at what you guys did!
I was it, man. I swear. We just camp out here because nobody looks, man.
Have you seen an old man walk by with a cane lately?
Not lately.
Like last night?
Yeah.
I was sleeping, man. Boy, it hurts everywhere, man. Can I go home?
Can we just let him go home, maybe?
Sure. I put my hammer kind of next to his head, and I just say, change your wicked ways, say 3 Hail Procons, and never rob someone ever again.
If you rob someone again, I will find you and step on your other kneecap.
Yeah.
What do pecans have to do with it?
No, Lyra is in control. Procon, the god.
I think you're saying it wrong, man.
It may be. I say a lot of things wrong. I quote the text wrong all the time. Master Welgar gets real pissed at me for that, but you know what? Just don't do it again, okay?
Whatever, man. Can I... I thought you were hot, but you're just kind of mean. Can I go now?
I'm done. I'll take my rope off of him.
Okay. He's still tied up with an anchor.
Gouda, come
guys,
on.
What do you want to do? You want to let him go? He's not going to give us much.
Just let him go.
God, please just let him go.
I
tink.
Remove the anchor.
What's the play?
I need a nap.
What do they have?
Yeah. You want to loot the bandits?
Yeah, we should probably loot the bandits.
Lyra won't loot bodies. That's not right.
Just Harold?
I'll also help with the looting if it'll... Yeah.
Zinfer will keep on alert and make sure we're not getting attacked by anyone else.
I'm just curious about what these guys have.
It might be good to search for Welgar's belongings amongst the bandits.
That's a very good idea. We are searching for Welgar's belongings as well.
Okay, well, if someone voices that to Lyra, then Lyra will help out, yes.
All right, we're going to loot the bodies.
What if they have Welgar stuff?
Well,
you're like, that's immoral. I will not do it. And it's like, oh, Welgar stuff, maybe.
Well, I don't want
him
to...
If I take Welgar stuff, I'll become the master of the temple.
No,
you
I think
keep
you
what
to,
you kill.
I think you have to consume Welgar's flesh to become master of the temple.
As the good book says... Consume the heart of the priest to become the new priest.
Oh my God. So looting bodies is Gouda and Harold. I need you both to roll me D100 real quick.
I got a 45.
I got a 37.
Perfect. So amongst yourselves, you find a total of 75 gold pieces. Gouda finds the boots of striding and springing.
Hey, classic.
Aw.
Sorry, I just had you guys roll off against each other and see who would find them.
Oh, it's okay then. I wouldn't have.
I try them on. How do they feel?
They seem like they fit, surprisingly.
Well, Gouda doesn't like wearing shoes, so. Okay. Do they feel nice, or are they heavy and clunky?
They're a light fit boot.
Okay.
Yeah, for boots, they're comfortable. So your walking speed is 30 feet, if it isn't already, so okay. That's useless to you. And in addition, you can jump 3 times your normal distance, but you cannot jump farther than your remaining movement would allow.
I can dig it. Thank you.
Okay. So do you loot the bodies? You're looking for...
Welgar's stuff.
Welgar's stuff. You don't find anything unusual.
Anything that would look priestly.
Mm-hmm. It is getting dark, though.
Woo, long rest!
I say we travel until... Sun starts going down, and then we'll start a long rest, try to get a little farther.
Yeah.
Sun's already gone down.
Trail.
It took you most of the day to get here, and then you just wasted that time fighting and looting. And
gotcha.
It'd be better to set up camp outside the forest. Safer. Because we're still just at the entrance.
Okay. Yeah, I like that idea. That way, whatever evils come out only come from one direction.
Theoretically.
Setting up camp right outside the tree line?
Yeah.
I like it. What's camp look like? Couple tents?
Got a bedroll, so I'm rolling out my bedroll.
Well, I'm sure Damien's tent has plenty of room for you.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Anyone want to join me in my tent? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Damien's tent is this really elaborate tent that has like a bunch of furs and stuff.
Yeah, it's a nice-ass tent!
I'm just going to stand out here next to this fire.
The outside of the tent is satin. And the door is lace.
Satin and lace.
I don't know about lace.
Okay, sorry. The entire tent is made of leather.
Kinky.
Yeah. Or latex?
Latex.
No! Oh my
spike
God!
Spike a latex tent.
it's not really a tent.
It's a gimp tent.
If you guys must know, Damien's not into BDSM, okay? He's quite the vanilla man.
He doesn't like big dogs snuggling him.
What does camp look like? Who's taking watch? All that jazz.
I think Harold can just kind of perpetually take watch because of his immobile state. So
okay. Harold
camp
of the watch.
Is three tents. One tent has these two.
Yeah.
Me and Zinfer both have our own tent.
I never agreed to that.
I don't think Zimfer ever like use a tent.
I,
especially out
probably
in the
not.
Woods.
Yeah.
I feel
right
like he'd make his own little
a lean-to. He'd get like a couple logs and some branches and leaves.
I don't think he'd have like a little forest igloo, like just like a little
Forest igloo.
Yeah. Well, hi.
Cut blocks of peat moss out of the ground and stack them into an igloo.
Lyra just rolls her bedroll out in front next to the fire where Harold is sleeping.
Perfect.
Yeah, Zinfer's going to be outside.
Perfect.
Oh, this will be my tent.
Tents and tents.
Just to be clear, Gouda's tent is barely a tent. It's a stick.
It's half a blanket on two sticks.
It's half a blanket on two sticks, and the blanket has holes.
Harold.
Yeah?
Perception.
12.
You guys all turn in for the night. But rest does not come easy. Each of you spends the night tossing and turning, kept up by random chills and nightmares. Morning comes all too quickly, and you do not gain the benefits of a long rest, and your hit point maximum is reduced by 5.
Okay.
Hitting us with goddamn night hags or some shit. Okay. Hold on. Am I affected because I didn't sleep? I don't sleep. It's literally kind of one of the Warforged features of, like,
now
magic can't put you to sleep. You don't gain exhaustion from lack of sleep.
Oh my god.
Don't
Who
need
created
sleep.
A stupid war
so
forge?
I would
this
say
is
that
dumb.
None of these abilities affect you since you can't take exhaustion at all. Actually, I take that back. You will suffer the hit point maximum, but you will not suffer exhaustion.
Did I get like visions or something
yes.
then? Okay.
You still had nightmares while you were, because that's your version of resting, right? You have to go into that state.
It's like a motionless state, but you're fully aware
you're
of
aware
everything
of
around you.
Right. And morning is here.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Okay. Just give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Are there any not dead-looking trees around?
Everything around you looks worse than when you went to bed last night. As if it's spread much faster than normal.
Ooh, that's because we slept in the forest.
I'm going to find the nicest-looking tree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave my little morning offering at that tree.
The dead tree.
The least deadest tree.
And Gouda's looking visibly distressed.
Okay.
Lyra just starts pounding some pumpkin spice. It may be a day old. It may not be exactly warm. She don't care at this point.
It's magical pumpkin spice, man. It should be the same at all times.
Maybe it is.
Is it always warm?
That's up to David. It is? Okay. Then totally, yeah. So,
I feel like I just woke up from the worst hangover ever.
Since I actually had visions, not necessarily nightmares, what did I see?
You saw yourself failing. You saw you on... your current mission, you saw your god or your patron striking you down in anger and casting you out.
Sounds about right at this point. He's been nothing but a dick to me this whole time.
He hasn't talked to you very much.
And it always expresses wrath.
Can I pull out my holy book?
Okay.
And see if there's any reference in there to forests rotting away? That maybe...
What is your holy book?
Whatever holy book... Teachings that are on...
Teachings on Procan?
Yeah.
The god of the seas?
Yeah.
Has something to say about rotting forests?
If Welgar found something that can cure it, then Lyra's best guess is that it must be in the sacred text that she misquotes all the time.
So she needs to actually quote them properly.
Pulls out a pristine copy of her holy book.
That has never actually
been
read.
It's been opened like twice.
Yeah, like
it only has
but there's
like
still
three...
a coffee stain on it.
You did it on purpose to make sure that you look like you actually read it.
Or should I make a history check? Just trying to figure out kind of like what's going on. Like, why would the force suddenly?
I don't know if
look...
I want to give it to you that easy.
It's okay. It's fine.
Roll me a history.
Well, hey, you're not going to give it to me easy. That is for history. That is an 11.
Would your religion be better? You pull out this book and dust it off. And as you start flipping through it, you're kind of grazing through, looking for, you know, big words to jump out at you, maybe something, but you don't find
trees,
any kind of reference
forest,
to
rot.
Yeah. You do find very several new quotable things to shout at people.
All right, so there's the parable of the fish in the barrel. There's a parable of the sea and the seamen.
Could I examine the trees in the forest to try and determine what's going on? As the druidic dude of the party.
What kind of a role do you want to eliminate something, or do you want to look for something specific?
I
want to
see why. I want to try and determine why the forest suddenly got so much worse so quickly.
Roll me some nature.
That's an 8. So
you reach out to try and converse with the trees around you. Try and get a feel of all the life. Or lack thereof anymore, and all you feel is hurt and pain.
Okay. There. I'm going as fast as I can.
Hey, guys, do you ever feel like this might be above our pay grade? Like maybe we bit off more than we could chew?
Y'all are the ones who wanted to come here.
Yeah, that's my bad. That's on me.
Speaking of biting and chewing, I'm hungry. I'm going to start cooking myself some breakfast with my daily rations.
Sure. Sit down and make yourself some food. Zimfer's investigating some forest. Lyra's pouring through some texts. Harold is...
Being Harold.
Sentinel. Damien? Anything of note?
Nah, he's just chilling.
Chilling.
Maybe he's writing in his little journal.
Chilling like a felon.
Trying to get his poetry caught up.
Gotta write a new one.
Or no, he's gazing at the letter. That's what he's doing. He's gazing at that letter.
Perfect. And you guys make your breakfast, you break down your tent, you still feeling very worn out, and you do what? Enter the forest?
Yep. Walk we home? Follow the trail.
Yep.
Follow the trail. Okay. Who's leading? Zimfer still?
Yep.
I think same order.
We'll probably take the same order.
With perfect. The staffs or with his club still lit up.
Zimfer, roll me some more survival.
I'll help.
These 16.
Perfect. So as you start trying to track down these footsteps from what you assume to be Welgar here, you actually pick up another set of tracks.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it looks, you can't tell where they came from, but it looks like they made their way around the entire campsite, stopping at each and one of your guys' sleeping posts.
Oh my god. How did I not see that?
12, that's how.
What kind of tracks? Are they boot prints or animal plant prints?
Look like footprints.
Like barefoot prints.
Barefoot, all right. Okay, well. And they're going in the same direction as well? Or are Welgar's
you
assumed?
You cannot tell where they went off to.
All right, then. I guess we'll just try and follow Welgar's prints then and be on the extra lookout for... interlopers.
So could I take the back of the pack and try and cover our tracks as we travel through the forest?
Sure. So you're gonna switch it up?
Yeah.
And be in the backpack?
Just me and Harold will switch.
Okay.
And I'll be using like some tree branches to kind of disturb our footprints and make them look less noticeable.
So you're covering up your tracks. Zimfer is leading you further into the forest. It doesn't take long for what little life you did see in the forest to immediately decay. All the wood is dead. The trees look very, very skinny, like sickly, and they're all just kind of falling over. No outside light makes it into the forest at this point. It is just very damp, dark, and kind of heavy feeling.
I'm going to tap Zinfer on the shoulder and just be like, do you think there's ghosts here? Should we call out to them?
Do you want to get some fire to stop the ghosts again?
Actually,
that's not a good
idea. I never got rid of the fire. I never use mine.
The forest is drowning in spirits. Whether you get the good or the bad, that's the question.
Wait, there's
right
ghosts?
Now,
there's ghosts.
He has been rambling on about spirits of the forest.
I've been talking to him constantly.
For like the past week and a half that we've known him.
Huh. Well, then...
Who do you think I was trying to talk to at that there haunted house?
I don't think we were ever actually together.
It's not like that face, David.
I don't think I saw that.
Every time he goes to the book, he comes back.
This got worse.
Oh, no.
Yes, it did.
God.
And all the of us are already minus 5 with the no.
Oh, Lord.
Just let me see the picture.
I don't like the...
I can't. All of you roll me perception.
He's going to give us a chance to get out of the way.
Oh, that's a sad life moment.
22.
Same.
Oh, 8.
11.
Goodbye, John.
11.
Oh, beat me. I have an 8.
15?
Who rolled the lowest?
Me.
Okay.
Well, goodbye, you guys.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I'm gonna get knocked out like usual.
I mean, I've already died first, though, so.
Say bye to Damien.
You guys are marching through the forest attempting to follow these tracks. What was the highest roll? 15?
22.
15 and 22. I will give you this. You can't help but feel like you're being watched. But you cannot make out anything in the forest. You do just notice that it starts to get a little bit misty around you.
We're not alone.
Who's here?
I don't know. It's Uki.
Did you see something?
No.
Oh.
Just remember, if it bleeds, we can kill it.
I don't feel anything.
Damien, how does a 24 look against your AC?
Oh, yeah. That, that definitely hits me.
Perfect. And can you make me a strength saving throw?
Aw, really?
Yes, the bard needs to make a strength save.
This is going to be the saddest little...
You can add plus one to it.
I know, I could add plus one to the usual zero.
What'd you roll?
It's a 5.
Okay.
It's not a 1.
Oh, no.
You decided this, David.
I rolled for it. I did what I was supposed to do.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
Oh, no. Is this a random encounter?
And it's time for me to die.
Oh, no.
Well, it's something with a lair.
Someone just dragged my body.
We didn't get.
It can be two things. Two things that I can think of right now.
Oh, well, man. Just make three sure things. My body doesn't get it can be decimated three things. Or abused.
We'll bring you back. We got a cleric. We got this. We got this.
Take 7 piercing damage and 12 necrotic damage.
Holy 19 total.
Oh, that -1. No, -2.
And your total hit point maximum is reduced by 12. And you guys suddenly take notes that Damien is missing and out of line. And you turn to see her.
She was
her,
in the middle.
And
she was directly
you turn
in front of me.
To see her rigid in form as a man behind her seems to be have his face pressed into her neck.
He.
And when he pulls away, you see blinding white fangs and blood spurt from the side of her neck as she falls to the ground.
Oh, fuck me running.
It's a fucking vampire? It's a fucking vampire!
And he wipes his face clean and he goes, "Hello, darlings. You all look beautiful and tasty tonight."
Oh, it's another Damien.
Do you know what the challenge rating on a vampire is?
Clearly
too
a lot.
Fucking high.
Clearly a lot.
I just mean like...
Okay, what do you want?
Oh, I'm just hungry is all.
Oh,
did you attack Master Welgar?
I'm sorry, Master who?
The old man that was walking through here a little while ago.
Oh, I've seen no men at old men as of late.
Oh.
Quite a shame, really. Perhaps it could have spared your poor friend here if I had had a decent meal. Nevertheless, fill up all you can, right? Any parting words for you fine folks?
As it says in the holy books, you're dead. And I'm gonna try and strike him with my hammer.
Okay.
Cool.
We're doing it.
Go ahead and give me an attack.
Okay.
Full send. Let's do it.
Does he still just have my body? Like, he's just...
No, you're on the ground.
He's standing over you, yeah.
Got it.
And
no.
you're currently making death saving throws on your turns.
Okay.
15.
15 to hit?
Yeah.
That's a miss.
Yeah, thought so.
Why?
And he just ever so elegantly steps back. And if that's how we're doing it, go ahead and roll initiative.
Wait, why would you do that?
18.
You guys don't have to die with me.
I mean, you guys can all run. It's fine.
TPK. TPK.
I got a nat 20 for initiative.
Yeah, you guys could run away really fast.
Lyra's the only one who sealed her fate.
I have a plan. We're going to run. I am the only person capable of taking enough actions in a turn to grab her body or grab his body and still run. So I'll grab the body. Y'all run.
Y'all run.
Except for Lyra, because... I don't know why, but distraction,
Lyra,
maybe?
You need to run. don't stand and fight.
Unless that's not their personality, though.
We're gonna have to just let the old priest go.
Did we make the wrong choice? We were supposed to do the lizards first.
No, David's rolling random encounters, and they got spicy.
I saw that it was on the table. It's literally 1 out of 20, and I didn't look at what they could do. I assumed that it was, you know, tough but doable.
What's the challenge rating on it? I want to guess 9.
It's like 12.
13? Yeah. So the only way we could possibly pull this off is with David being a super cool dude.
Or a miracle. You guys just...
No. David's got to be a super cool dude. There's no miracle.
That's true. I did get knocked out in one go.
You guys would have
to
have some kind of luck.
A nat 20 on a persuasion check with an amazing line of persuasion.
Gouda is the top of the order.
Yes, I am. All right. So here's what's going down. How far away am I from Damien and the vampire?
10 feet.
10 feet. I am going to use my bonus action to disengage so that I can run, grab Gouda, or sorry, grab Damien, use my action to pick them up, and then continue running.
Okay.
Without provoking an attack of opportunity.
Perfect. Yeah. And so that gives you 10 feet there, 10 feet out, so you're 30 feet away.
Yeah.
So Gouda, that's your turn?
That is my turn. I am running. Oh, I should probably state I was heading in the direction we came from, not heading in some random ass direction.
Not into the forest. You're going out of the forest.
Pretty well.
It's a 22 to hit.
Holy mother of God!
And I need a strength
save.
Technically, it's contesting a grapple, so.
Okay, athletics check.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I lost.
What is it?
A 2.
It's a 3.
Okay, so you take 4.
And that's what you get for saving me, I guess.
I guess so. Look at me doing the right thing and getting fucked.
Someone else pick 8 us up and take us.
Slashing damage.
Okay.
And then you said you rolled a 3?
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay, we just got hit with a saving grace. Oh my god! It just 100%ed a nat 1.
Wait. Squirrel! The squirrel!
The squirrel's gonna save squirrel. You!
Gouda. In the heat of the moment, you immediately assess the situation, and you know you are out of your league. So you decide to grab Damien and run, and hoping the party follows suit. You do this knowing that even that's the fastest... you barely have a chance. No sooner do you grab her and get away that the vampire appears in front of you and he takes his first swing at you. And as he latches his claws into you, you see him coming in for the bite, and this is it. You have come to accept that this is... you're done. And behind you, behind the vampire, as you look up, you see what you have dubbed your master looking on to you. You are suddenly overcome with an initiative, with a power, as you bring your hand back and it lights up. And you punch his head clean off.
This is the most eventful yet uneventful thing ever.
Gouda's just standing there. Dumbfounded, his fist smoldering. This headless vampire is still standing there, and he just...
oh.
Did you really nat one? Now I'm like...
yeah, he did. I watched it happen.
Everybody takes level 4.
Yay!
Whoa.
See, Lyra's anger problems helped.
It was...
Are we dead yet?
That was so uneventful, but so...
I was prepared to turn into a horse thing. And just run. Bye!
That is the coolest thing I've ever done in D&D, and I didn't even do it. All
right. I can go back to normal, right? It's not only 5 anymore?
You need to go through a long rest to regain all of your
stuff. Please let me sleep,
but
you guys.
We should we should get him up.
Lyra probably spares the dying.
I'll immediately the head falls off and Lyra is just like
her
instincts
minute.
Kick in and is like, oh, Damien needs to be healed.
I feel like a full minute though, everyone's just like, what the fuck just happened?
And I will cast Cure Wounds on you. And hey, I healed you for 5 plus 3, so 8. So you're back at max health.
Yay!
John, you're in charge of the gold, right?
Yes.
You can add 10,000 gold.
Oh, what the fuck?
Holy
yay,
hot damn!
Because we beat the vampire.
Jeez.
Or we didn't really beat it, but I mean, we did beat it. But
we have 10,305 gold. Okay. Can I take the vampire? Can I keep the vampire head? Or is it gone?
It's not gone. You I mean,
punted
you smushed it a little bit, but you punched it clean off.
Okay. It's a trophy.
Okay.
I'm going to take it back to town. And
did it have a cool cloak?
You want the cloak?
Yeah.
On next session, we can pick up exactly here. We can go over what you guys gained in your level ups and call it good.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to our show. Be sure to look for more content at our website, oneuppodcasts.com. And be sure to follow the show on Twitter at AreWeDeadYetPod and tweet at us using the hashtag Yetis to have your name read on air. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of the show.